Page 85, Chapter 44. Of the third day, and how Sir Palamedes jousted with Sir Lamorack and other things. Now beginneth the third day of jousting, and at that day King Bagdemagus made him ready, and there came against him King Marsil, that had in gift an island of Sir Galahaut, the haut prince, and this island had the name of Pomatane. Then it befell that King Bagdemagus and King Marsil of Pomatane met together with spears, and King Marsil had such a buffet that he fell over his horse's croup. Then came there in a knight of King Marsil to revenge his lord, and King Bagdemagus smote him down, horse and man, to the earth. So there came an earl that hight Arus, and Sir Briunus, and 100 knights with them of Pomatane, and the king of North Gales was with them, and all these were against them of Surluse. And then there began great battle, and many knights were cast upon horse under horses' feet. And ever King Bagdemagus did best, for he first began, and ever he held on. Gatherus, Gawain's brother, smote ever at the face of King Bagdemagus, and at the last King Bagdemagus hurtled down Gaheris, horse and man. Then by adventure Sir Palamedes, the good knight, met with Sir Blamor, de Ganis, Sir Bleoberis's brother, and either smote other with great spears, that both their horses and knights fell to the earth. But Sir Blamor had such a fall that he had almost broken his neck, for the blood brast out at nose, mouth, and his ears, but at the last he recovered well by good surgeons. Then there came in the Duke Chaleins of Clarence, and in his governess there came a knight that high Alice le Noir, and there encountered with him King Bagdemagus, and he smote Elis that he made him to avoid his saddle. So the Duke Chaleins of Clarence did there great deeds of arms, and of so late as he came in the third day, there was no man did so well except King Bagdemagus and Sir Palamedes, that the prize was given that day to King Bagdemagus. Page 86. And then they blew unto lodging, and unarmed them, and went to the feast. Right so came Dinadan, and mocked and japed with King Bagdemagus, that all knights laughed at him, for he was a fine japer, and well loving all good knights. So anon, as they had dined there, came a varlet, bearing 4 spears on his back, and he came to Palamedes and said thus, "Here is a knight by hath sent you the choice of 4 spears, and requireth you for your lady's sake to take that one half and of these spears and joust with him in the field." "Tell him," said Palamedes, "I will not fail him." When Sir Galahaut wist of this, he bade Palamedes make him ready. So the Queen Guinevere, the haut prince, and Sir Lancelot, there were set upon scaffolds to give the judgment of these 2 knights. Then Sir Palamedes and the strange knight ran so eagerly together that their spears brake to their hands. Anon withal either of them took a great spear in his hands, and all 2 shivered them in pieces. And then either took a greater spear, and then the knight smote down Sir Palamedes, horse and man, to the earth. And as he would have passed over him, the strange knight's horse stumbled and fell upon Palamedes. Then they drew their swords and lashed together wonderly sore a great while. Then the haut prince and Sir Lancelot said they saw never 2 knights fight better than they did, but ever the strange knight doubled his strokes and put Palamedes aback. Therewithal the haut prince cried, "Ho!" And then they went to lodging. And when they were unarmed, they knew it was the noble knight Sir Lamorack. When Sir Lancelot knew that it was Sir Lamorack, he made much of him, for above all earthly men he loved him best except Sir Tristram. Then Queen Guinevere commended him, and so he did all the other good knights made much of him, except Sir Gawain's brethren. Page 87. Then Queen Guinevere said unto Sir Launcelot, Sir, I require you that an ye joust any more, that ye joust with none of the blood of my lord Arthur. So he promised he would not at that time. Chapter 45. Of the fourth day, and of many great feats of arms. Here beginneth the fourth day. Then came into the field the king with 100 knights, and all they of North Gales, and the Duke Chaliens of Clarence, and King Marsil of Pomatane. And there came Safer, Palamedes' brother, and there he told him tidings of his mother. And his name was Cool the Earl, and so he upheld him afore King Arthur, for he made war upon our father and mother, and there I slew him in plain battle. So they went into the field, and the damosel with them, and there came to encounter against him Sir Bleoberis de Ganis and Sir Ector de Maris. Sir Palamedes encountered with Sir Bleoberis, and either smote other down. And in the same ways did Sir Safer and Sir Ector, and the two couples did battle on foot. Then came in Sir Lamorack, and he encountered with the king with 100 knights, and smote him quite over his horse's tail. And in the same wise he served the king of North Gales, and also he smote down King Marsil. And so, or ever he stint, he smote down with his spear and with his sword 30 knights. When Duke Chaliens saw Lamorack do such great prowess, he would not meddle with him for shame. And then he charged all his knights in pain of death that none of you touch him, for it were shame to all good knights, and that knight were shamed. Then the two kings gathered them together, and all they set upon Sir Lamorack, and he failed them not, but rashed here and there, smiting on the right hand and on the left, and raised off many helms, so that the haut prince and Queen Guinevere said they saw never knight do such deeds of arms on horseback. Page 88. Alas, said Launcelot to King Bagdemagus, I will arm me and help Sir Lamorack. And I will ride with you, said King Bagdemagus. And when they two were horsed, they came to Sir Lamorack, that stood among 30 knights, and well was him that might reach him a buffet, and ever he smote again mightily. Then came there into the press Sir Launcelot, and he threw down Sir Mador de la Porte, and with the truncheon of that spear he threw down many knights, and King Bagdemagus smote on the left hand and on the right hand marvellously well, and then the three kings fled aback. Therewithal then Sir Galahaut let blow to lodging, and all the heralds gave Sir Lamorack the prize. And all this while fought Palamedes, Sir Bleoberis, Sir Safer, Sir Ector on foot, never were their four knights evener matched. And then they were departed, and had unto their lodging, and unarmed them, and so they went to the great feast. But when Sir Lamorack was come into the court, Queen Guinevere took him in her arms and said, Sir, will have ye done this day? Then came the haut prince, and he made of him great joy, and so did Dinadan, for he wept for joy. But the joy that Sir Launcelot made of Sir Lamorack there might no man tell. Then they went unto rest, and on the morn the haut prince let blow unto the field. Chapter 46. Of the fifth day, and how Sir Lamorack behaved him. Here beginneth the fifth day. So it befell that Sir Palamedes came in the morntide, and proffered to joust, thereas King Arthur was in a castle there besides Sir Luce, and there encountered with him a wonderful duke, and there Sir Palamedes smote him over his horse's croup. Page 89. And this duke was uncle unto King Arthur. And then Sir Ellis's son, note 1, rode unto Palamedes, and Palamedes served Ellis in the same wise. When Sir Uwain saw this, he was wroth. Then he took his horse and encountered with Sir Palamedes, and Palamedes smote him so hard that he went to the earth, horse and man. And for to make a short tale, he smote down three brethren of Sir Gawain's, that is for to say, Mordred, Gaheris, and Agravaine. O Jesu, said Arthur, this is a great despite of a Saracen, that he shall smite down my blood. And therewithal King Arthur was wood wroth, and thought to have made him ready to joust. That espied Sir Lamorack, that Arthur and his blood were discomfort, and anon he was ready, and asked Palamedes if he would any more joust. Why should I not? Said Palamedes. Then they hurtled together, and brake their spears, and all two shivered them, that all the castle rang of their dints. Then either gat a greater spear in his hand, and they came so fiercely together. But Sir Palamedes' spear all too brast, and Sir Lamorack did hold. Therewithal Sir Palamedes lost his stirrups, and lay upright on his horse's back. And then Sir Palamedes returned again, and took his damosel, and Sir Safer returned his way. So when he was departed, King Arthur came to Sir Lamorack, and thanked him of his goodness, and prayed him to tell him his name. Sir, said Lamorack, wit thou well, I owe you my service, but as at this time I will not abide here, for I see of mine enemies many about me. Alas, said Arthur, now I wot I well it is Sir Lamorack de Gales. O Lamorack, abide with me, and by my crown I shall never fail thee, and not so hardy in Gawain's head, nor none of his brethren to do thee any wrong. Sir, said Sir Lamorack, wrong have they done me, and to you both. Page 90. That is truth, said the king, for they slew their own mother and my sister, the which me sore grieveth. It had been much fairer and better that ye had wedded her, for ye are a king's son as well as they. O Jesu, said the noble knight, Sir Lamorack, unto Arthur, her death shall I never forget. I promise you, and make mine vow unto God, I shall revenge her death as soon as I see time convenable. And if it were not at the reverence of your highness, I should now have been revenged upon Sir Gawain and his brethren. Truly, said Arthur, I will make you at accord. Sir, said Lamorack, as at this time I may not abide with you, for I must to the joust where is Sir Launcelot and the haut prince Sir Galahaut. Then there was a damosel that was daughter to King Bandies, and there was a Saracen knight that hight Corsabrin, and he loved the damosel, and in no wise he would suffer her to be married, for ever this Corsabrin noised her, and named her that she was out of her mind, and thus he let her that she might not be married. Chapter 47. How Sir Palamedes fought with Corsabrin for a lady, and how Palamedes slew Corsabrin. So by fortune this damosel heard that Palamedes did much for damosel's sake, so she sent him to a pensel, and prayed him to fight with Sir Corsabrin for her love, and he should have her, and her lands of her father's that should fall to her. Then the damosel sent unto Corsabrin, and bade him go unto Sir Palamedes that was a paynim, as well as he, and she gave him warning that she had sent him her pensel, and if he might overcome Palamedes, she would wed him. When Corsabrin wist of her deeds, then was he wooed, wroth, and angry, and rode unto Sir Luce, where the haut prince was, and there he found Sir Palamedes ready, the which had the pensel. So there they waged battle, either with other, afore Galahaut. Pensel means small pennon.